This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Now that the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act has passed a third time in the U.S. House, abortion-friendly senators are faced with a quandary. While the popular thinking in D.C. is that Americans are just fine with all abortion, the reality is that two-thirds of voters deplore late-term abortions, especially when confronted with the reality that fully perceived pain is involved after at least 20 weeks development. The 2018 elections could swing on whether elected officials respond to that growing American conviction. President Trump has promised to sign the bill that would stop 20-week abortions at 430 U.S. clinics. Online social media reviews proved the undoing of a Harrisburg, PA abortion clinic. Deplorable conditions went unobserved by Pennsylvania health inspectors for more than 15 years. This is Life News Radio. Do you tire of the rancor and discord among Americans? Yes, we have plenty of sin, but Christians call it sin, not merely a lack of political correctness. Yet for human rights, for acceptance of other peoples, this is the greatest country in the world because we embrace mercy and demand the performance of goodness. So thank God for America. More than complaining, pray for her. Let us be a culture of life. In other headlines, yet more abortion clinic workers have left that industry. In a new video, one former worker slams Planned Parenthood, calling them an abortion sales team. A federal judge is allowing a suit to proceed against a California law compelling pregnancy support centers to essentially advertise abortion services. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has said the case is constitutionally ripe for higher review. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.